Good Tuesday. Today is January the 6th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, it's that time of year for winter meetings and webinars, an easy way to attend those from the comfort of your own home. OSU Extension through their beef division is having a number of webinars taking place January, February, and March. We're going to take a look at those after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look this morning at several educational opportunities when it comes to beef production, the Ohio Beef Council and Ohio Cattlemen's Foundation in partnership with the Ohio State University Animal Science Department will be hosting Beef 509. Once again, it runs February the 27th and the 28th at the Animal Science Building on the campus of the Ohio State University. Beef 509 is an intensive education program designed to help cattle producers better understand the food side of their business and implement best management practices to improve beef quality, enhance profitability, and recognize value within the beef supply chain. To register or for more information, you can visit their website, ohiocattle.org. Now, OSU Extension and several industry professionals are hosting a series of webinars as the new year gets started as well in the beef industry. The first one of those will be on January the 8th, and that is Dairy Beef 101. During this session, Extension Specialist Jason Hartshue will review proper care for dairy beef animals and explain how to keep them healthy and continue production. They also have a session coming up on January the 22nd looking at biosecurity for the beef herd. John Yost with OSU Extension in Wayne County will discuss the importance of biosecurity and often forgotten components of herd health. Coming up on February the 5th, then, they'll have one looking at hay quality challenges in Ohio. Making quality hay continues to be a challenge here in the state. And where do we go from here? How do we go into the hay season better prepared? Well, Ted Winsman and Stan Smith will lead that discussion. Then coming up on February the 19th, they'll take a look at minerals for beef cows as Dr. Haley Linder is new to OSU Extension's animal science area. And you can join her as she dispels some myths regarding mineral supplementation and updates on some recent mineral research. Then they wrap up the series with two in March, the first one on March 5th, which is a buyer's guide to bull selection. Through that session, Extension Educator Alan Gaylor will cover the values of bulls in 2026 and the days of the 2,500 herd sire probably gone. Also then on March 19th, the final one looking at how profitable is a cow, OSU Extension Beef Specialist Garth Ruff will cover the economics of cow-calf production and dive into ways to optimize cow herd profit potential. All these webinars are free. You can register by going to their website, go.osu.edu/beefschool26. The webinars are from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on each of those dates. And if you have questions, you can email Garth Ruff. His email address, Ruff, R-U-F-F, .72@osu.edu. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Joining me today is Mackenzie Joseph. Mackenzie is a communications coordinator with the Ohio Soybean Council. Mackenzie, Ohio Soy believes very strongly, I know, in investing in the next generation. And one way that that's done is through scholarship opportunities. What are some of those opportunities that folks can take a look at through Ohio Soy?
Both the council and the Ohio Soybean Association are happy to offer scholarships this year. Starting off with the council, we're offering $47,000 this year in scholarships. And that's comprised of both undergraduate and graduate scholarships. That includes 7 undergraduate scholarships of $3,000, one $3,000 Robinson Joslin scholarship, the $5,000 Bema Vivar Engine scholarship, and then this year we're excited to announce a new scholarship in honor of Thomas Fontana, who is retiring at the end of this year. Tom is our research and education director, so we decided to establish a $3,000 scholarship in his name. came specifically to a student studying ag ed. And then our graduate students, we have three $5,000 scholarships available for them studying anything related to agriculture with their research. And then on the association side, we are happy to announce we have two $1,000 scholarships available. But what's different about those scholarships this year is that they are now available to high school seniors who are going to be with an intent to enroll in college.
Where can students or parents that are interested in learning more go to get the applications and learn more about what's required?
All of those applications can be found on our website, soyohio.org. All of those scholarships close at midnight on January 16th, 2026, and they are open now.
Again, my guest today is Mackenzie Joseph. She's Communications Coordinator with the Ohio Soybean Council. Mackenzie, thanks so much for your time. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.